All right, welcome to the deep dive. Today, our mission is to really cut through the complexity of holiday shipping. We are focusing specifically on Christmas and New Year's travel restrictions for oversized and overweight loads. OSOW for anyone in heavy haul. So if you're a dispatcher, a driver, a fleet manager, this is your shortcut to staying compliant and, avoiding some pretty big fines.
It's a vital topic. During this period, the stakes are just so much higher. Enforcement is? It's non-negotiable.
So let's just start with the why. I mean, many of these huge loads are for essential infrastructure projects. Why don't states just sort of give them a pass? Why impose these restrictions at all?
It's really all about public safety and, frankly, the extreme flow of traffic. First, there's just the sheer volume.
Holiday rush.
Exactly. You get this massive seasonal influx of passenger cars, and many of those drivers are just not used to dealing with heavy freight, especially not a huge maneuvering load.
That makes sense. I mean, the operational footprint of an oversized load is just dramatically larger. It really ups the risk factor.
Precisely. And the second reason is safety, especially when you factor in winter weather. Larger vehicles are just harder to stop. They're harder to control, and DOTs have to prioritize keeping roads manageable. And third, it's about keeping things accessible for emergency services. They need to know the main routes are clear.
Okay, so let's get into the practical side. What's the essential planning checklist for someone needing to move a load?
Number one, and this is the most important, you have to confirm the state-specific restrictions, and you have to do it with official DOT resources. The rules vary wildly.
Right.
Some states start restrictions days before Christmas and they run into the next week. The times, the dates, they can always change.
And I think this is a big one. Just because you hold a legal permit, that doesn't mean you're exempt from these rules, right?
That is a huge and very costly misconception. A valid permit does not override holiday restrictions.
So ignoring them is a direct violation.
A direct violation. It can lead to massive fines and even immediate permit revocation. You have to have those permit copies ready to go.
That attention to detail is just crucial. So what about staging? If you know you can't make it before restrictions kick in, what do you do?
Advanced planning for staging is critical. You need to pre-identify secure, legal locations.
Not just the shoulder of the highway.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
We're talking well-lit yards, designated truck stops with the capacity for your load. The goal is to prevent unsafe roadside parking.
And the legal risks of parking in an unapproved spot are pretty severe, I
Oh,
imagine.
huge safety and insurance liabilities. And local enforcement really cracks down on that during the holidays. Don't rely on shoulder parking.
So once we know how to stage, the next challenge is figuring out where we even need to, because the variability between states is surprising.
The divergence is extreme. You actually have several states that, based on our sources, have no general travel restrictions for OSOW.
Really? Who are we talking about?
That list includes Colorado, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, South Dakota. They seem to maintain standard operating hours.
But then you get into these really specific dimension-based rules. Arizona is a fascinating example.
It is. Arizona's restrictions are so targeted. They only apply if your dimensions exceed certain limits, like 10 feet wide or 14.6 high.
So they're letting the smaller, oversized loads move, but stopping the most disruptive ones?
That's it. And then a state like Tennessee uses a completely different metric.
The pilot car rule.
Yeah, if a pilot car is required for your load, movement is restricted. It's an effective proxy for risk. If you need an escort, the state says it's too complex for holiday traffic.
And we can't ignore the states that start super early. That can really trip people up.
You're talking about the Ohio Turnpike. Their restriction can start as early as sunrise on December 19th if you're over 13.6 high or 90 feet long.
The 19th, that's way earlier than most people are thinking about a Christmas shutdown.
It is. You can't wait until the week of. You have to be planning this weeks ahead of time.
So the takeaway here is that successfully navigating this period just requires obsessive attention to detail, early planning, and really reliable routing data.
It does. But while we focused on the fixed restrictions, the dates and times you can look up, you have to remember one more thing. The situation on the ground is fluid. Weather, road conditions, even last-minute policy changes can impact your haul's legality and safety.
Right.
And this raises an important final question for you, the planner. How much flexibility should you build into your timeline to monitor those conditions right up to the point of travel, even after the route is approved? Because that continuous final check,
Yeah.
that is the real key to mitigating your risk.